Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, car lovers, we're shaking things up a bit, bringing you a preview of a new car podcast we can't stop listening to. It's named, rather aptly, Car Show. It's hosted by Eddie Alterman, a longtime editor at Car and Driver, and the chief brand officer at Hurst Autos. Like Past Gas, it takes a look at how our favorite cars came to be and how they've impacted society. So if you love Past Gas, we're sure you're going to enjoy Car Show. So Eddie's thing is that he thinks all cars are great, even the truly awful ones. But some cars, he says, transcend their car-ness. Some cars are a rolling anthropology. On Car Show, Eddie tells the stories of the vital cars that have changed how we drive and live, the ones whose significance lies outside the scope of horsepower or miles per gallon. Cars like the Jeep Wrangler and why it's considered the most American car of all time, and the Bugatti Veyron and its quest to outrun gravity. In this preview, Eddie is joined by fellow car fanatic Malcolm Gladwell to share an ode to the last great sports sedan. They take a ride through the winding roads of upstate New York in Malcolm's silver BMW M5, praising its purity before automation and excessive trim went and ruined everything. Okay, here's the preview of Car Show. We hope you enjoy it as much as we did. You can hear the full episode and more of Car Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm super nervous driving your car.
Oh, no, don't be. It's like, you know, it's funny. In my old Golf R, I felt invulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And in same thing in the Cadillac CTS-V, I really feel like they're going to cover up any errors you make.
Yeah.
This car, there's a little hint of danger. I feel like
you're a little bit on your own.
they send you off and they say, you know, be well, my son.
Isn't that a good thing? Doesn't that keep you?
It does keep you on your toes.
Yeah, there are no safety nets, and that's, I think, probably good for the human species in general.
A little automotive Darwinism always focuses the mind. I'm Eddie Alterman, and this is Car Show, my podcast about why we drive what we drive. I'm with my friend and fellow car geek, Malcolm Gladwell. We're on the pockmarked, slushy, switchback roads of upstate New York. I first met Malcolm back in 2013 when he chided me about something I'd written in Car and Driver. We've been friends ever since. And today, we are on a vision quest. We are looking for the soul of a sports sedan. We are also looking for lunch. And we're doing it at the wheel of Gladwell's own 2003 BMW M5. This is a car that is wholly accepted by me and most other car geeks as the best sports sedan of all time. Not just of its generation, not just the best sports sedan that BMW ever made. No, the best fast four-door that ever was. and it's no wonder BMW made it. BMW built its reputation on sports sedans and coupes, not sports cars. Going back to the 60s, BMW made upright little bricks harboring dark souls. Fast, terrible goblins from the Black Forest of Germany, with names like 2002 and 325iX. They would sneak up behind your Mustang on a moonlit two-lane road and terrorize you for however long it took them to pass. There are many jokes about the people who own them. What's the difference between a porcupine and a BMW? Porcupines have their pricks on the outside. BMW sports sedans were always better than their sports cars. They didn't make flying pizza slices like Ferrari or Pantera did. They made cars that flew under the radar, which is why many people, cops included, might look at this high-performance version of the respectable 5 Series and see just another country club car. But to those in the know, this stealth factor is a huge part of the appeal. It's what makes the M5 so exotic, and it is why we are somewhat comfortable doing extra-legal speeds on the back roads of the cop-infested Hudson Valley. This is no flying pizza slice. On its surface, it's just a middle-of-the-pack BMW. But underneath, that's where the magic happens. This version of the BMW M5 is the most responsive sports sedan ever built. The most poised. The most sensitive.
Oh, wait, we gotta put it in sport.
Oh, yeah, it's got the...
It has a sport. Sport is real on this car.
Yeah, definitely. The throttle response is dramatically quicker.
Yeah.
With sport.
I'm offended they have a sport setting. It should just be tuned to sport.
Right.
Like, I don't understand. Who would drive this car and not want it in sport mode?
It's kind of like 11 on Nigel Tufnel's amp.
Yeah, exactly.
You need that little extra push over the edge. You push the sport button, but it's just like alive in your hands in a way that modern cars aren't, and yet it still feels totally modern. That's why I think this is such a high watermark for cars in general.
This version of the M5 hit the market 23 years ago. A few sports sedans came before it, and many came after it, but it is widely accepted in the car community as the GOAT. The peak. Never bettered. I know you're thinking, no way this can be true. Those of us who've canonized it must just be nostalgic for the time it represented. A time of Tamagotchis and Beanie Babies, Spice Girls and Backstreet Boys. Who wouldn't pine for those days? But just as Backstreet Boys become Backstreet middle-aged men, no car can remain at the peak for 20 years. If you look at the numbers, acceleration, braking, road holding, cars don't peak, really. They keep getting faster, grippier, quieter, more comfortable, more reliable, better, better, better. They are quite literally vehicles of progress. Today's cars are digitally remastered to perfection with all kinds of automated wizardry, all kinds of management software, and with all the flaws removed. Whereas pre-millennial cars are mostly just straightforward mechanical parts, straight up analog. By the sheer empirical evidence, like acceleration and fuel economy, the notion that the newer digital car is better than the old analog one is manifestly true. And yet, here we are behind the wheel of a 2003 BMW M5. And here I am with the claim that it's still, almost 20 years later, the best sports sedan of all time. How can this be? How can a car that came out 2 decades ago still be the top of the mountain? On this episode of Car Show, we're going to try to answer that burning question. We'll pit old versus new, the 2003 E39 M5 versus the 2022 M5 competition. We're going to see if my assertion holds up, or if I'm just nostalgic for that time I tried out to be a backup dancer for the Backstreet Boys.
All right, that was a sneak preview of Car Show with Eddie Alterman. from our friends at Pushkin Industries. Be sure to listen to more of Car Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.